Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The Apostle John wrote these words of inspiration found in his first epistle. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. There are many more words found in our New Testaments and in this very letter itself that the Apostle John penned on the subject of love. I'd like to share more with you, so stay with us. And following the song, we will hear Jesus ask another apostle, "Do you love me?"
I love you.
I love you written.
When the Apostle John wrote his portion of inspired scriptures, he identified himself not by name, but by the description as the apostle whom Jesus loved. He was not saying that Jesus did not love the other apostles, nor that he loved him more than the others who followed him. He was, however, making a bold claim of being loved by his Lord and his Master. He was humbled to have his love. And the relationship between him and Jesus was based upon the love that Jesus had for him, which was a love given on Calvary to take his sins away. I can safely say with all confidence that the love of the Father and the same love of Christ is to be the source of anyone's relationship with Jesus. When Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself," he was making the claim that his love demonstrated on the cross would be the drawing of mankind to him. The greatest power of our Lord is his love. I would call our attention to the scene recorded in the last chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus has appeared several times to his disciples by now since his resurrection. They have all seen Jesus and know that he is risen from the grave. Peter chooses one day to go fishing. There may be a number of reasons given as to what this means. We might think, did Peter think he should return to his business of fishing for a living? After all, he had failed to be the faithful disciple to the Lord. He had denied him. Peter may have felt like a failure and that he could not be the kind of servant that Jesus needed him to be. It may have been that Peter just didn't know what he should be doing. Perhaps getting out on the water and working with his hands again, that might help him to think and to consider all the circumstances and all the things that were happening to him and to the Lord and to the other disciples. Well, we cannot know what all was going on in the mind of Peter, but we do know the plan of Jesus. That morning when Jesus was near the shore, we find Peter with empty nets. The fishing had been bad. So when Jesus shows up and tells them where to find a catch of fish, sure enough, not only his boat, but his partner's boat was filled with fish. Jesus invites the men to bring some of their fish and share breakfast with him. I would think this must have been a very special time for all those who enjoyed the early morning shoreline breakfast with the Lord. To see him again must have been exciting. Although we have no record of what all they may have shared around the fire as they ate, it would have been memorable. After breakfast, we are given the details of what Jesus says to the Apostle Peter and how Peter answers him. Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Each time Peter answered the Lord that he did, it is obvious that Jesus asked three times as a reflection upon the three times Peter had denied him. Just as he had predicted, Peter had denied him three times. But what the Lord was saying wasn't spoken as a reprimand to the humbled, broken, and sorrowful Peter. Jesus was helping Peter to see and to know what relationship with him was all about. Oh yes, Peter had utterly failed on the night when Jesus was arrested. He had denied Jesus when he thought he would never do such a thing as that. He was stronger than that, he believed. He believed he was stronger than others who might forsake the Lord, but not him. Peter must have felt like a failure. He may have felt that the Lord could not use him in his kingdom, but he was wrong. What Jesus needed from Peter was one thing. He needed to know if Peter loved him. That is it. I would recall these words of Jesus. He said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The calling of the gospel of Jesus Christ is far more than just a mental acceptance of the facts. There is the fact that Jesus is Lord. He is the Son of God, the only Savior for sinful man. He was crucified for our sins, and He's the risen Savior, the returning Judge of this world. But it isn't just the facts that we believe to be true. It is the change within our heart because of the expressions of love and grace that overwhelm us. I was reading an article by a good friend of mine and a fellow preaching brother, and this statement about why Peter followed Jesus stood out to me. He wrote, "Peter followed Jesus not just because of the evidence he found so hard to deny. He followed even more because of the love he found so hard to believe." Do you remember that time early in the Lord's ministry when he was in Peter's boat? Peter had listened to the Lord teaching the crowds that day. Then Jesus had Peter put out into the deep and cast out his nets. And Peter doubted that it would do any good because they had fished all night without any success at all. But Jesus asked him to do so, and Peter said he would do so. So he let down his nets. And the miraculous catch was so heavy that the nets began to break and the boats began to sink. Peter fell before Jesus and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Peter knew then how unworthy he was before Jesus. But Jesus responded by telling him and the others who were with him that they would catch men. We come to Jesus and we follow him as Lord not because we're worthy, but because of his amazing love for us. And in it we find grace that relieves us of our past failures. And then it calls us to be faithful. I sure hope today that you know how much Jesus loves you.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.